morning and welcome to the show. I'm Pierce Crawford. First on the list, I want to address something that I promise won't take up too much of your time. I know I have just started this podcast, Jazz Routine, but I can't help but notice the two sides of the political spectrum when it comes to podcasting. You got the monotone, fact-based pods, like how I started. And then you got the pizzazz and the personality-based shows that are the definition of biasy. And that's not what I want to do. I want to try and thread that needle as best I can. And if you decide to follow the show on your preferred podcasting platform, then I am probably one of, if not the first show you listen to in the morning. I'm going to do my best to make sure the show is interesting without diverting from the fact-based show. I'm not here to give you my opinion. I'm creating a show that is telling you exactly what we know at the current moment. So that's all I wanted to say. So with that out of the way, let's get on with the show here. So the Republican-led House Oversight Chairman James Comer has invited the president to testify over the impeachment probe. A bus in South Africa has gone off the bridge, killing all but one, and two impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas are to be sent to the Senate. Today is March 29th, 2024, and this is the Daily Pour Over. Roll the intro. In our first story of the day, the Republican-led House Oversight Chairman James Comer of Kentucky has invited President Joe Biden to testify in the impeachment probe. The seven-page letter states, "I invite you to participate in a public hearing at which you will be afforded the opportunity to explain under oath your involvement with your family sources of income and the means it has used to generate it," Comer wrote. "It is not unprecedented for sitting presidents to testify to congressional committees. However, it has only been done three times in American history. One of the more memorable and most recent cases would be when President Gerald Ford testified about pardoning his predecessor, former President Richard Nixon." So the impeachment inquiry has specifically to do with allegations of President Biden profiting off his family's foreign business deals during his tenure as vice president under former President Barack Obama. A lot of presidents here. But President Biden has repeatedly stated his innocence. "I did not interact with their partners." There's evidence that the then vice president met with associates with two Chinese government-backed ventures, however, and their contacts with Kazakhstan, Mexico, Russia, and Ukraine. Courtesy of the New York Post, and I'm going to butcher this name, so I apologize, but Vadim Podharsky, an executive of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings, which paid Hunter $1 million annual salary beginning in 2014 as his father spearheaded U.S. policy toward Kyiv, attended the 2015 dinner. However, according to the House Oversight Democrats, the GOP couldn't find an impeachable offense. The evidence has been comically distorted and twisted, and now even the right-wing media is calling out all the aerobatic contortions and comic evasions. Courtesy of The Hill, the letter to President Biden says Republicans wish to better understand the alleged $24 million that has flowed from foreign sources to you, your family, and their business associates. The Washington Post fact-check teams, however, stated that they only found a fraction of those funds, with about $7 million going towards Hunter Biden and a few relatives, none going to his father. The committee proposed an April 16th date. However, they state they are willing to accommodate the president's schedule. Of course, this is a developing story, and it's a lot of information. I would definitely suggest looking up the Hill and the New York Post to better understand the story, because this has been going on for a while. Moving on, in a quick story, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but what seems to be the end of the Sam Bankman-Fried saga, Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. After being convicted of stealing $8 billion from customers of his FTX cryptocurrency exchange, with a maximum sentence of up to 110 years, he also has to forfeit roughly $11 billion in assets. Speaker Mike Johnson and the Republican-controlled House of Representatives have informed Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer via impeachment managers that they will be sending two impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. The House Republicans are accusing the Homeland Security Secretary of willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and his breach of public trust. The House, in a narrow vote last February of 214 to 213, pushed forth the impeachment charges. House Republicans will be remembered by history for trampling on the Constitution for political gain rather than working to solve the serious challenges at our border, the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement. The Democrat-controlled Senate is expected to acquit the secretary, however, doubting it reaches to the high crimes and misdemeanors standard. Of course, this is even more developing, as we'll see more on April 10th when it is sent to the Senate. Chuck Schumer hasn't really publicly said what he plans to do with this measure. In a tragic change in topics, 45 people are dead, with one 8-year-old surviving a bus crash in South Africa on Thursday. On their way to Easter weekend pilgrimage, the bus driver lost control and dropped off 165 feet from a bridge and then burst into flames. This is according to the local Department of Transportation. This comes as South Africa has more than 12,400 road fatalities in 2022, which is the most recent records that we can have, and with the Automobile Association of South Africa calling it a national crisis in the statement last year. Less of an opinion, but it is fact. This is very sad, and prayer with the families of everyone who is lost. We don't know the nationalities of everyone who is on the bus, but we'll most likely be figuring that out soon. Another quick story, because there's not really much to say unless I'm giving an opinion, and that's not the purpose of the show. But Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little signed a bill into law on Wednesday blocking taxpayer funding for being used to transgender surgeries and procedures. It passed the House by a vote of 58 to 11 and the Senate by a vote of 26 to 8. The bill was, of course, heavily opposed by the Democrats and the ACLU, while seeing strong support from the Alliance Defending Freedom organization. This will make the 10th state now in the union to block state funding from being used for these procedures. Last story I want to get to this today. A GoFundMe account for a slain New York PD officer, Jonathan Diller, who was killed in the line of duty on Monday, has now reached over $573,000 via over 8,000 donations. Barstow's sports founder, Dave Portnoy, stepped in and was able to raise over $1.5 million, $750,000 from donations, and then it was then matched. Jonathan Diller was tragically shot during a traffic stop by 34-year-old Guy Rivera, who was sitting in the passenger seat. The officer attempted to get Rivera to vacate the vehicle, but allegedly pulled out a handgun and shot Diller in the stomach, according to the New York Post. Jonathan Diller leaves behind a wife and 1-year-old daughter. I have to say, I'm glad the community was able to come together to support this family, and prayers to them. I'm very, very thankful to Officer Diller and his service to the New York Police Department. So that will do it for the show today. Thank you for listening. And if you want to support the show, please follow us on your preferred podcasting platform. Being a resource to you is all the thanks we need to keep this show going. I'm going to do my best to get better at all of this. Podcasting is new to me, and especially doing it on a daily aspect. But I feel like there is a lack of interesting content when it comes to daily news, and so I'm going to do my best to be that resource to you. So without further ado, I'm Pierce Crawford for the Daily Pour Over, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.